Yeah. Hey, the world famous Phil Henry Show is a return visit of Jeff Dowder because he's in trouble, and so is Mr. Henry.
Yeah, along with Jeff Dowder, there'll be Chris Norton and our great friend Harvey Wireman, attorney at law, San Marino, California.
I'm Margaret Gray. That was General Galen Shaw. You heard Bud. Robert?
Yeah, hi. And you listen to the music here of Party People in a Can. Excuse me.
No, it isn't.
I'm not sorry. It's artificial intelligence in Texas. And there's no ocean here.
Yeah.
There's no ocean here, man. Well, we just got done watching the Washington Nationals, and this is old news to you guys now. Today is a Wednesday, and we're doing this on a Tuesday night. We're recording this on a Tuesday night. But we just watched the Washington Nationals.
What does that mean?
Can you imagine that, though? If we had just washed the Washington Nationals, brother, we'd need shots. Anyway, we did just watch the Washington Nationals win the National League pennant, and I made the observation, and it'll probably be made many times between the end of the game and whenever, but I was looking at this, that when's the last time the city of Washington was represented in a World Series?
Now, this part, you confused me.
Don't you understand, Ms. Gray?
Wait a minute, bud. When was the last time the what?
Phil, what are you saying?
I'm asking Phil, General.
What is this, a test?
Maybe.
The last time the city of Washington, not any team, just the city of Washington, saw a World Series game.
What does that mean?
It means, Margaret, one of their teams. Any team from Washington went to a World Series.
Any baseball team?
No. Hockey and squash. What a...
Hey, wait, come on. You got to admit it was a dumb question.
I don't know, Phil.
Any baseball team, yeah.
So the city of Washington, D.C. has not witnessed a World Series game because no team that came from that city...
Margaret, no team from Washington, D.C. has been in a World Series since 1933.
Right.
And who is that?
The Washington Senators.
The Washington Senators, all right. And they don't exist?
No, they don't exist anymore. They're now in Texas, the Texas Rangers.
They're the what?
They're the Texas... Never mind. The team moved. Just like this team we're looking at here. I know you're doing this to screw with us now because I just saw you smile.
I want to make sure you clowns are on top of your business.
Oh, God, man. Make us go through all that and try to mess with our minds? She's
not a tough thing to do, chumps.
Thanks a lot, Margaret, making a monkey out of me.
I'm sorry, but I got to make sure all of you clowns are on top of it. Because it gets... As the day gets, you know, as it begins to get...
What?
Good God, Phil.
Well, what are you trying to say?
What I'm saying is, Phil, the older you get, the nuttier.
All right, well, that much I'll give you. Yeah, no team. The city of Washington, D.C. has not been the host to a National League... God damn it.
Yeah, see, you just screwed it up and confused me again.
No, I didn't.
No World Series...
No team, God damn it. The city of Washington, D.C., don't say anything, has not been the host to a World Series game since 1933.
Okay, which means...
No team coming from there.
So the Washington Senators who moved... Hold on for a minute, Margaret. This is something that I'm absolute expert in. I know all about franchises, which ones were where, and where did they move to. I know it all.
All right, I'll give you a pop quiz.
No, just...
Pop quiz, god damn.
What do you think, I'm talking about Boner? You little pup.
Wait a minute, will you?
Don't say anything.
But, you know...
She's talking about pop quiz. She's not talking about a pop tent.
You're a real... You know, bud, you really need some manners. Other than that, if a car hit you and ran you over about 6 times, you'd be fine. But until that happens, you know, I'm afraid I don't see much for you in this world.
So anyway... The Washington Senators were the baseball team from the city of Washington from 1901 until 1960. They were an American League team, and they were good in the early part of the 20th century, but they began to become just kind of crappy, and they didn't... The last World Series they went to was in 1933. They lost. They were the American League representative.
And who did they play?
I have no idea. It's not important. So came 1960, and the Senators left Washington and moved to Minnesota to become...
The Twins.
Right. There, that version of the Senators became the Minnesota Twins. A new Washington Senators team came into being in 1960 called the Washington Senators, but they were an expansion team. They sucked beyond all belief, and they left Washington 10 years later, so they didn't put the people of Washington through as much horror as the original senators did. They left, they came, and they went.
All right, so where did they go?
They went to Texas.
Oh, the Texas Rangers.
Yeah.
So Washington was without a baseball team from 1970 until whenever the hell it was, like 30-some-odd years. When was it? Do you know? Anybody know?
I don't know. About
2002.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't, man. It was like 2007 or something.
I think it was 2005. The Montreal Expos moved to Washington and became the Nationals.
Oh, that was the Montreal team.
Right. And they, tonight, last night, as a matter of specific record, clinched and won the National League Championship over the St. Louis Cardinals. So they're going to the World Series. And as such, they become the first team since 1933 to represent the city of Washington in a World Series, since the 1933 Senators.
Well, that is a story.
That's a great story. And the old Senators, I don't know, I don't remember. They had, I know they had Walter Johnson.
Well, and Walter Johnson was one hell of a pitcher. He was the great, but I don't know, the Sluggers, who do they have?
I think they're all lost to history. And if we know their names, we know their names because they played at other teams. I don't know that anybody remembers the great old teams that the Senators had back in the early part of the 20th century. Walter Johnson's the one guy.
Well, and what did he do?
He was a pitcher. That's all I know, Mark. Anyway, welcome.
Didn't you tell me you were talking to a couple of old-timers? Wait a minute. I got to get on with the show here. Didn't you say you were talking to a couple of old-timers or you're watching Bert Blyleven?
What?
Yeah, you did, mister. And you said you're watching the Minnesota Twins and Bert Blyleven, and the old-timer said Walter Johnson is faster.
Oh, yeah, I did.
What was that?
I was watching a spring training game in Orlando years ago, the Minnesota Twins, and these two old guys were talking in front of me, and they were from D.C., and they were, this was in the late 70s, or the mid-70s, so these cats probably would have been around and had seen Walter Johnson play, and they said, so I said, you see how hard that guy's throwing? They said, yeah. I said, how hard did Johnson throw? I said, they threw harder than that. And I thought it was interesting because we all think of modern pitchers as being really the fastest or the hardest throwing pitchers. And we look at those old windups those old time ball players had, and we wonder, could you really get any velocity?
Well, they got plenty of velocity. I mean, they didn't know that they could get a little bit of extra help with a better windup than some of those cornball windups they had.
Yeah, there's the windup, like swinging their arm around and stuff.
Yeah, there's some weird things like that.
You mean windup by swinging their arms around? They had these old, never mind, Margaret, but it was just a... Well, don't, you know, belittle me and treat me as if I'm just some dumb slit.
God damn!
Margaret?
Well,
yeah, they had really weird windups, man. The mechanics of baseball got more, got better, and it got, more, it was more attuned to the physiology and to the kinesiology and all of that kind of groovy stuff. And do you know what you're talking about?
Not really.
Anyway, welcome to the program, folks, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Today on the show... Now, I'm going to roll this out. I don't want anybody butting in.
All right, Phil. God, I just wanted to point some things out.
No, I got it. What happened on this program 2 days ago is the following. Jeff Dowder, who is a contributor, I was going to say a constant contributor.
You're going to say a con man.
No, I was not going to say that. He is a contributor to our show. Jeff Dowder came on with a feature called Film School, Jeff Dowder's Film School, that he said he'd written. I come to find out subsequently that was actually a piece written by his cousin, Chris Norton. Mr. Norton was so upset that he went so far as to contact his attorney, who called me.
That's Wireman, right?
Harvey Wireman?
Yeah.
How can he afford that?
Harvey does a lot of pro bono. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll bet he was busy with Norton. He's going to do bono. Give me a break on that.
I want to kill it.
Wait a minute.
Jesus, all you guys are doing is banging papers together.
But it sounds realistic. Are we on?
Yes, we're on.
Oh, God damn it.
God, it's great doing it when we're on the air.
I'm not giving it away. He is.
Well, you're not going to get people to believe you're actually attacking the kid. My God, they'll think it's some kind of a... They'll think it's an anal assault. I'm only kidding.
I had to kill me an old man, you know that?
Hold on for a minute, because I never know whether you guys are serious or not. So, here comes... Would you knock it off with that?
But when you do a time check.
We're not doing time checks. Anyway...
Make the mark of the merc. It's fine.
Fucking thing, bud.
I'll take it. Thank you.
So, Jeff Dowder is on here on Monday.
I'm sorry, Phil. I was putting it in my purse.
Jeff Dowder is on here on Monday. And...
Will you knock it off, Margaret?
I'm trying to get it into the purse.
I'll do it.
Give it to me.
Somebody better knock that off or I'm going to go ape.
I swear to God, I'll go ape and start killing. God damn, wait a minute. You'll start killing some sweeps? I'm gonna kill me one of you four. So Jeff Dowder was on the show. Us four, let's see, Margaret, me, Bud, and Rob. Yeah, four.
Hey! Nice way, good way to count, Mr. Henry.
Thank you. The Jeff Dowder was on here, and I got a call from his attorney, whatever the hell his name is.
Harvey Wireman,
who said to me, well, you'll hear what he said. He basically said that Mr. Norton had written that bit. That was a bit that was he was going to produce on our show called Rex Rod's Film School.
So he was going to use his stage name.
Oh, I think I know something about this.
Why?
Because I read something that was written by Chris. It's sent to you, but...
Yeah, I got it. You got it faxed immediately here to the offices.
Well, what did it say, man?
It said that it was going to be great Rex Rod's Film School.
Then why did you let me have this guy Norton on?
Because Norton said he had the rights to that because he wasn't using his real name or something.
What are you talking about, man?
This guy's... you got him on the line right now.
Where is he?
On line two. Hey, yeah. Jeff? Yeah, he's pissed off, too, so you better just...
Give me the phone, will you? Hey, Jeff, Phil Henry here. Let's go through this one more time, man, because when we had you on the air the other day, you know, you led me to believe that that was your material, that this was a show that you had written.
And it was. It technically was my material because I was told by my cousin, Mr. Norton, that he was going to use the name Rex Rod, and so I could use the format of film school. The only thing I didn't change was I did call Jeff Dowder.
Take it easy, will you, Dowder? Because we want to get this specific.
I was allowed to use the name Jeff Dowder, and I could use the name Jeff Dowder, but I couldn't use film school. But I went ahead and I used film school.
Why did you use film school? You told you not to.
Hey, why don't you shut up for a minute, man? I'm talking.
Look, at both of you guys just back the hell off before Mama gets really pissed, all right? Because I'm ready to start to kill someone. I was told by this one here, Mr. Dickman, that this was something that you had created.
What I did, Ms. Gray, I swear to God, is it was my idea to do a film review. All I did was borrow my cousin's, the name that my cousin's going to use for it called Film School, and I did because he's going to use Rex Rod.
What difference does it make?
Now, what difference does it make if he's going to use Rex Rod or not? That was the title of the bit.
It made the difference because, and he even told me, he said, you know what, man, if I'm Rex Rod, I'm really not related to you. So, in a way, you know, you don't really owe me nothing. He was...
Oh, that's the biggest load.
What is this all about anyway? Because I got a call from Chris, and he's threatening a lawyer. Is he going to sue me?
Well, he's talking about it. I mean, he's saying that, you know...
I didn't mean for anybody to get sued, Mr. Henry. It was not my intention at all. It was not my intent.
All right, where is he?
Got it here. All
right, we got Chris. No, we got your cousin.
Okay, it's fine, man. I'll talk it out with him. I'll talk it out. I'm sure we'll be able to come to a meeting of a mind, you know?
Yeah, a meeting of one mind, because that's about what you guys share.
Yeah, it's real funny, man. You ought to be in my pain.
I am in your pain. I'm in my pain. That's bad enough.
All right, let's... Is Mr. Norton there?
Chris, it's Phil Henry. Now, I have on the line Jeff Dowder, your cousin. You guys are family. Can you give me a little background on this as far as...
Hey, what's going on, Chris? It's Jeff, you know? Hey, Chris, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm right here, man. God, I can hear you already.
Okay. They think that I ripped you off.
I'm going to find out about... God damn it.
What is with your... What's his problem?
He can't talk good when he gets nervous.
I'm talking fine, man. Hey, Mr. Henry, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. Now, hold on for a minute, both of you guys. I want to find out... First of all, where are you, Chris?
I'm at Backyard Expo 3. Okay, and...
Oh, yeah, Backyard Expo 3 is the main... Well, I don't want to say it's not anal or anything.
Hey, man, let me talk about it, okay? If you don't mind.
All right.
Backyard Expo 3, it's a...
You know, I don't want to know the specifics of this.
All I'm saying is this is a film, it's a film expo that we're at right now.
Okay, yeah, but Backyard Expo.
Hey, Jeff, let him talk about it. It's not your expo, it's his.
It's not his expo neither. It's the industry.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, take me. It is. Backyard Expo is the industry's, it's the industry's top backyard. I mean, it's the industry's top backyard, you know, exhibition.
Meaning movies featuring anal sex?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Well, then why don't you guys say it? Top backyard exhibition. God in heaven.
But I'm just saying, when I contacted your show about being on your show...
When did we get contact from Chris?
We got contact from Chris Norton. He said he wanted to do Rex Rod's...
I said I want to do Rex Rod's film school.
Yeah. And then Jeff Dowder called up and said, I want to do Jeff Dowder Film School. And I said, we got Rex Rod. He goes, I'm not related to him, so it's okay.
And what does that mean exactly?
I mean,
man, that doesn't make any difference. Look, son, it doesn't matter whether you're related to him or not.
Hey, Jeff, did you tell him that?
My understanding was that if I wasn't related to Rex Rod, I mean, I am related to Rex Rod.
I mean, related, man. You're related.
That's what I'm saying. I'm related.
Yeah, you're related to me. And my name is Chris Norton, even though I use the professional name of Rex Rod.
Okay, so what's everybody upset about?
I'll tell you what I'm upset about. I don't know about any of you other clowns. I'm upset about the following, okay? Is somebody on a roller coaster or something?
I am right now. Yeah, I'm relaxing. Okay.
What are you on right now? Are you on Python or on...
I'm on the Gigantor Banana. Or Banana Gigantor.
Oh, Backdoor Banana?
Yeah.
Will you guys get off this kick right now?
I'm on Backdoor Banana.
All right. So let me ask this question before I start to get really angry.
I'm doing the best I can.
Yeah, you're doing the best you can. I'm asking this question. When you called up my man here, Bud Dickman, and you said you wanted to be on to do film school, and he said we already had a guy named Chris Norton, or he said Rex Rod, you said I'm not related to him.
That's correct. I said I'm not related to him, so it's okay.
And what made you think that that was okay?
Well, nobody said. I was just telling the show.
Bud, it's Bud again.
Not Bud again. God damn it.
Well, man, you gotta understand something. Wait a minute, wait. Hey, Chris, so you contacted your attorney.
Yes, sir, I did. I contacted my attorney. I contacted attorney Harvey Wireman, and I said, my name's Chris Norton. You have worked with me before. I said, I use a professional stage name of Rex Rod. And he goes, yeah. And I go, oh, well, my cousin, Jeff Dowder, he goes, oh, you know, uh-oh, or something like that. I go, oh, you know? And I said, you know? He goes, yeah, I know, and, you know, it ain't nothing, there's nothing good that's going to come of this, you know?
And he said what?
He said, I know who you are, and there's not nothing good going to come of it.
There's not nothing, you got Wireman, don't you?
Got Harvey Wireman's going to call him.
Get Harvey on here.
And I said, you let on that, on your show, my cousin, his name is Jeff Dowder, and he did, you know, backyard.
I did film school, man. God, try to keep it together, man.
I've got it together. Okay, I've got it tight. It's packed tight, man. Okay.
Yeah, well, I'm not talking about fudge packing, man.
Hey, whatever, man.
All right, guys, knock it off. Harvey Wyman's going to join us here from San Marino, and he is Mr. Norton, or AKA he is Chris Rex Rod's, if you will, attorney, and he's in the tub. Is that right?
Yeah, unfortunately, yes, sir.
Unfortunately, yes, sir. Let me get Harvey Wireman on the line here. Hey, Harvey, it's Phil Hendry. So we know, is that you in the tub there, huh?
Yeah, it's me in the tub. What's the story?
I got your client here.
Ms. Wireman, it's Rex Rod, okay? Yeah, okay. So if I find out, by the way, your real name is Chris Norton, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mr. Norton came up with, hold on, give me a little more hot water. Shit, that feels good.
Do you mind not doing that while we're on the air?
I'm sorry. Who's at the carnival anyway? Is that you, Chris?
Yes, it is me, sir. I'm riding the Banana Gigantor.
You're riding a banana?
Yeah, he's at the carnival.
Hey, Harvey, this is General Shaw. He's at, one of these guys is at the carnival, another, you're in a bathtub, so we're all kind of spread all over the place.
All right, okay, I understand. So I talked to you, Chris, and you said that this Dowder had stolen your film school. Is that right? That's the gist of it, correct?
Yes, sir. That is the gist of it. And I said, that's mine, and that will be mine forevermore. And that's why I told you that I say his name.
Oh, you're Rex Rod.
Yes, sir. I'm Rex Rod. And so...
okay. And Rex Rod's film school is yours.
Yes, sir.
Do you have that registered anywhere?
Well, I'm doing, it's a DBA, you know.
Well, have you done it before?
What do you mean, have I done it before? No, he has not done it before, Mr. Wirebean. So that's it.
My name is Wireman. Don't ever call me Wirebean, okay? Can I get back to me? Let me just say this. You didn't own this. You hadn't copywritten this. And you hadn't done this anywhere on the air. Do I have that basically correct?
Well, I mean, what I'm trying to say...
Wait, do I have that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, then it would seem to me, Mr. Rod or Norton...
My legal name is Chris Norton, but I go by Rex Rod.
good for you. You can go by Rex Rod. You can go by Curtain Rod. You know what I'm saying?
Curtain Rod. That's a good one.
Isn't that great? I'm glad I'm making you happy. You can go by Curtain Rod. You can go, I got a rod in my pocket. It don't make no never mind to me. But the fact is, you didn't own that. You had not broadcast it before. There was no precedent. And so therefore,
it was mine to do with how I wanted to do.
Not necessarily. Had you discussed this with Mr. Norton?
Yes, I did. I had discussed it with Mr. Norton. And you're talking about...
I mean this idiot, Doubter?
Yes, sir. With this idiot...
What do you mean with this idiot, man?
Let's be nice, okay, Harvey?
Well, what? I'm trying to take a bath. I'm trying to get clean, okay? You don't know what I've been doing over the last 48 hours. And, you just don't know what I've been doing over the last 48 hours.
Are you going to enlighten us?
Am I going to enlighten... You know something, Ms. Gray? A man gets so lonely that he goes ahead and he lets a woman make him dinner. It doesn't matter who the woman is or where you go to have this quote-unquote dinner.
Well, what happened?
Obviously, it was nasty, huh? Did you have a nasty time, or? No, as a matter of fact, I had a great time, one of the greatest times I've ever had in my life. And as a result of that, I feel so unclean.
God damn, that sounds interesting. You ought to write a book about it or something.
Wait a minute. I want to get back to this story. So now we know that Jeff Doubter had the right to use this name. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, see, I told you.
Man, that is so bogus. How much money I spent with you anyway? I haven't charged you a dime. You looked like an idiot. You sounded like a moron. And with the name Rex Rod, I figured I ain't going to charge this guy. I'm going to do this pro bono, and I heard all the jokes. You told me you had some kind of a porn career. Is that right?
Yes, I do, sir, a porn career. Wow. I've produced porn and everything, and I've acted in it too.
Sam, you've been a porn actor.
Yes, I have.
So in other words, somebody turned a camera on while you were banging some chick, is that it?
Do you mind?
I'm sorry, Margaret, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess that makes you a porn star, but it doesn't make you necessarily the originator. I'm sorry, Mr. Henry, I get what I call Donald Trump's disease, which is I feel like I've taken amphetamines, and I can't tie.
Come on, will you?
No, I mean it. It's like a dry mouth or something.
Almost like a lockjaw?
Yeah, like lockjaw. What I'm going to say to you is this, Mr. Norton. You can do this as Rex Rod, but you're going to have to call it something other than film school.
All right, so you're saying I can do the Rex Rod film review, but not call film school.
You got that right, yeah.
Yeah, see, I told you.
And as for you, Doubter, or whatever your name is, I would suggest you stay out of people's business. Get out of everybody's way, okay? Because you sound like you're a natural porn thief.
Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome. So, if that won't... Is that all, Mr. Henry?
That's it, Harvey. I appreciate it.
All right, I want to get back to this tub. But I've been asked to do some disgusting things in my life, and one of them was having dinner at this woman's house.
But you said you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it too much. Fuck that.
Feels good.
Yeah, that's, I think, what he was going to say. So there is... anybody understand that? I think I got it figured out. Yeah, no, I got it. Basically, what he's saying is that because that Norton hadn't used this film school yet, that it was free to be used by Doubter, and that's what he did. So Norton's got no standing with the court. And so, therefore, Norton is... well, he's not going to be Norton. He's going to be Rex Rod.
So you want me to book... We could book Rex Rod.
Well, isn't that great? We don't have to book everything that these guys asked us to book.
Well, I'm just telling you. Because you got Doubter doing film school, and Rex Rod is going to, you know...
Yeah, I mean, like Rex Rod's Rod time.
Yeah, what about that, Mr. Andy? Rex Rod's Rod time.
I don't give a shit. Rex Rod's Rod time. We're coming back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with... Coming up, Margaret talks about Halloween candy with Chef Carl Cedilli of Ted's of Beverly Hills. Here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Welcome back now to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I'm Margaret Gray, and welcome back. This is our Halloween special, our candy special. And with me is Chef Carl Cedilli. Would you turn that down, bud?
Yes, this is Halloween music.
Oh, really? Thank you very much for that. Can I ask a question at this,
What is with this exorcist music?
It's Halloween music and everything.
It's Halloween music? For Christ's sake, this is demonic possession music.
Well, what do you think Halloween is? It's when all evil spirits have full sway.
Anyway, I want some better Halloween music, okay?
We don't have any, Mr. Allen. What do you mean?
No, what do you mean, Mr. Allen?
Well, what is this, man?
Halloween music. Yeah, it's with all evil spirit. Yeah,
I know, hold full sway. I mean, when we talk about Halloween and we're talking about spooks and we're talking about fun Halloween, man. This is like, this is extremely disturbing music. It's...
Yeah, you think you're going to get possessed by a demon? That's what it is.
No, that ain't what it... Go ahead.
So, Chef Cedilia, how are you?
I'm really good, Marvel.
Chef Carl Cedilia is here from the Ted's of Beverly. I'm really creeped out by this.
For Christ's sake, Almighty, you know that I have a fear that I'm going to burn in hell for...
Man, what's the problem?
Mr. Henry...
Bud, turn it down. Turn it down.
What?
Don't you know the difference between fun, happy Halloween trick-or-treat music and music that makes a guy feel... Jesus, God damn. Oh, man.
Babison, you all right?
Phil, what's wrong? Nothing's wrong. The whole thing is just so creepy. Just finish the...
Don't point at me and tell me what to do.
I'm sorry, Margaret.
I am very disturbed by this. When I hear, especially this part of the song... Oh, Jesus.
What, do you think you're hellbound or something?
I feel as if because of things I did as a child, I'm going to be burning in hell.
The music's bothering me. What do you think you did as a child?
I masturbated too much.
Well, I don't see any point in going on with this.
What are you talking about, Margaret? This is the Halloween special, the candy special.
I know, but I wanted to hear, you know, I want to hear something.
You want to hear more fun Halloween?
Yes, if you want to put it that way.
You know, hear this part right here, Mr. Henry? I feel I'm in the clutches of Beelzebub and the demon. I'm being tortured by demons by having my...
By having what?
By having my balls put in a nutcracker. Turn it off.
Turn it off before I flip.
Well, okay, if you want...
Bud... Chef, you all right?
Yes, I'm fine.
Do you understand now, bud? There's certain music...
Yeah, God, man. That's one of the biggest movies of all time and everything.
I know it's one of the biggest movies of all time.
You feel I'll do it. Boys, I understand. But I...
Don't go into what you did as a child, all right?
All right, but I feel as if every day of my life, I'm in the clutches of Beelzebub. And that I...
What are you laughing at?
Not laughing, man. I feel like I'm weeping. But I'm going to bolt upright in bed and projectile guacamole dip.
Yeah, this isn't,
So you don't think this is trick-or-treat music?
No. No, this is not trick-or-treat music, bud. What a jackass on wheels.
I'm General Galen Shaw, and now my candy recipes. First, it's...
Never mind. I don't have any candy recipes. How you doing, Chef?
Yes, I'm fine. I just, the whole thing's... Would you turn that goddamn music... Sorry for my language.
I don't like that at all. I'm a Christian.
No, you're not.
I know I'm not...
How do you know?
Yeah, how do you know? You want to tell him or do I?
Before I met Frank, I knew Chef Cedilia. It was a party, a fraternity house party. I had on a goat's head.
Uh-huh.
What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
She wore a goat's head, and I was spanking myself, jumping around the room in some kind of a costume. And
are you saying it was some kind of a bacchanal, some sort of a satiricon?
Yes, exactly.
Yes, sponsored by the fraternity. I'll never forgive you for that, Phil.
Excuse me.
Where are you going, Chef?
I'm leaving. That's where I'm going.
Well, you're not
going
to leave me here, are you?
Get off me! I got to get over to Ted's of Beverly Hills. Don't leave me!
Oh, man.
That's what you sounded like, Phil.
What's with this don't leave me?
I just wanted to see what he'd do.
Chef Cedilia is gone.
Oh, yeah, he tore off down the street.
Yeah, he tore off down Channel Island Boulevard like a bat out of hell.
Yeah, I just saw, there he goes. There's the exhaust settling on the bricks right now. So let me get this straight.
All right, I'll answer one question and then we're done with it. Are you ready? Go ahead.
You wore a goat's head and he was dressed in some sort of an animal costume and you chased him around the room.
I chased him around the room with a paddle.
Okay, and this is before you met Frank.
Yes, this is in college.
And you knew Carl then?
I didn't know who he was at the time, but later on we compared notes and we'd been to the same fraternity party.
And he went to the UPenn?
He went to the UPenn.
I'm sorry, what do you guys call it?
Penn, University of Pennsylvania.
Okay. All right, And you know what? I don't care. We're on the air. The whole world knows it. I don't care. The thing that I don't want, Phil, is the innocent people that are hurt. People are going to hear, people that are friends of mine, people that have known me and loved me, are going to hear...
Yeah, about you chasing a guy around the room, you dressed with a goat's head, and he's in some kind of Spankenstein costume.
Yeah.
You know something? I hope you die in a truck fire. I'm Margaret Gray.
Don't applaud that, you sadistic ass.
Ha ha.
Jesus, man. Hey, Chef Chedilia, wherever you are, man. Yeah! Jesus, he was hiding in the closet.
I couldn't start my car.
Oh, man. So what we've learned today is what?
We've learned today is to make sure that... No, I did everything right.
Exactly, you did everything right. You didn't do anything wrong. So Norton had nothing, no leg to stand on. Margaret got chased out of the room.
I haven't been chased out of anywhere.
Where's Chef Chedilia?
I'm still hiding.
Can you get your car started?
Oh. I'll go help Mr.
Yeah, thank you. World famous Phil Henry, I don't know what you learned today.
I learned that I can book a show called Film School. Never mind.
World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. I hope you die in a truck fire, God.
Yes, I said it.
Кололо много, болельщик краски. Спотыкач очень часто.
The fuck is this? I'm sorry about that. This is very nice. I like this. Nelson Mandela.
А теперь за решетку попала за поломку большого замка.